Hello.
Hello.
This is Dirty Folk, the podcast where we use a random word generator to create a three-word Pornhub search and tell you all about what we find there. I'm Harper the Fox.
I'm Max Mooseman.
What up?
I'm trying to reach the male audience.
How do you? Okay.
So. Hi.
I feel like the porn is reaching the male audience already.
Hi.
I bet they feel reached. Speaking of, we are qualified for this bold task because we are, in fact, amateur porn stars. And you can find all the videos we talk about on the Harper the Fox Pornhub channel.
There's a playlist tab that you click on.
And maybe even starting this episode, you can find the actual podcast.
Yeah, starting this episode. This is the first episode that you might be listening to on Pornhub.
Whoa.
What?
Yes, you can find those there. And
we also have, for your ears' pleasure, bonus content available at dirtyfolk.com/listen, which you can purchase for just 69 cents.
That's one of the best ways to support the show, aside from buying my excellent novel, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip.
It's so good.
But we'll talk more about that later. Let's get to today's search. The random word search has been generated. And what we have is hate agreement correct.
Interesting. I like my porn full of hate.
What do you think we're going to get? Hate fucking?
Oh, yeah. There's got to be hate fucking. I did see when you were entering in the search, the big thumbnail with the words, I hate bukkake.
Oh, I haven't looked yet, so you're spoilering me.
I am spoilering you. That one is just like, that is plastered in my brain right now.
I pull these up right before we start recording, so we'll be ready, and I try not to look, and I just try to minimize it right away, so we can pull it up right then. But anyway, what's your horniness level at before we get going here?
My horniness level has been pretty high today, like a 5, 6?
Yeah, I would describe mine as a smoldering 5.
Mm.
It's not constant.
All right.
Smoldering 5.
Smoldering 5. I like it.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Hate agreement correct. Spy fam stepbro hate fucks moody stepsis. I hate bukkake. Well, we're definitely opening I hate bukkake.
Yeah, I'm so curious.
It's all like drippy paint stuff too.
There's
right?
Also I fucking hate cum.
I fucking hate cum. This is a good one.
Best face ever.
Rough sex with a cream by Edding. No, I said no, please. I hate you, bitch.
Ugh.
From Fake Factory. Fake Fac Factory.
There's a lot of cum hate in this search.
Let's open that one because that one sounds dark.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while since we got something really dark. 18-year-old gets cum in mouth and hates it. Yeah, a lot of people who hate cum.
Oh, ask a porn star hate mail.
Where is that?
Right below your mouse right now.
Ask a porn star hate mail. All right.
Well, that's 4.
That's 4. All right, we'll go with that. So, that was easy.
Yeah.
So, we got the bukkake. So, I hate bukkake is not what the video is called. It's called the bukkake hate compilation. The next one is I fucking hate cum. Then, no, I said no, please. I hate you, bitch. And then ask a porn star hate mail. It's going to be an interesting show.
This is going to be a very interesting show. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, we're going to watch right now the bukkake hate compilation. And then you're going to hear about it. We're going to come back instantly. But before we go, let me just say this. I really want you to buy my book, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip. And here's the thing. You're not doing it.
You're really not.
I want to pretend like you are, but you're not. And I'm going to go the honest route and say, I want you to. It's a great book. At least a handful of people have intimated to me that they've started it. So I'm curious, what do I have to do to get you to give it a shot? I know I'm a nobody author you've never heard of, and that might feel like a risk, but... I would love it if you'd buy the book and give it a shot. There's a digital version and a paperback version. And write me at contact@dirtyfolk.com and tell me what I need to say to get you to buy it, because I'll say it.
Dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
Is where you can buy the book. You could just do that. I'd appreciate it. Anyway, we'll be right back in the blink of an eye with I Hate Bukkake Hate Compilation.
Woo!
Oh, baby. try not to puke into your chalice, baby. Baby, try not to puke into your chalice. Okay, everybody back up. Back up. Oh my god. We watch every second of that fucking, I want to say horror show, but it was also pretty amazing. That was very entertaining.
At this, okay, so this video, just to give a real quick breakdown, of course, it comes from fucking E-Fucked.
The Bukkake Hate compilation.
Yes, the Bukkake Hate compilation is what we just watched. And it is a compilation of, what is it, like 6 or 7 different videos of chicks who like are hating their Bukkake scenes.
Well, there's some other gems mixed in there, too. Like, just a dude with, like, all, like, his underpants are all, like, falling apart. He's worn them so raw, and he's just, like, sitting here watching a girl masturbate, but with the camera zooming in on his, like, worn-out underpants.
Yeah, that was one of the scenes where there's, like, a crowd of dudes watching a chick fuck herself, and ostensibly they're all going to, like, jerk off into a cup for her to drink later.
A lot of cum chalices. There was a cum chugging... There,
like cum beer, what is it called?
Funnel, a beer funnel.
Beer bong.
Full of cum.
Yeah.
Let's say I have a cup of coffee sitting here at my desk while we record, and I usually sip coffee while we watch these pornos.
Couldn't do it.
Instead, I was hugging my own face, like wrapping my bicep around my mouth and grabbing the back of my head, trying not to puke or scream in horror for most of this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on.
It's real rough. When the first compilation video was over, I just had screaming through my mind, like, I have never seen a video that I would recommend less in our search. As we went through it, there were some parts that made me laugh out loud. There were some parts that were like fucked up and funny.
The guy slapping his own dick.
The
was
guy slapping
funny.
His own dick got me.
God, I would recommend this one. I would. Not to jerk off to.
No.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, it begins with straight up vomit. Like, first frame of the video is a chick vomiting.
And I would say it pretty well sets the tone for what you're in for.
Yeah.
For the next. That was a pretty long 4 minutes. I was definitely like yelling. There's a girl in bunny ears who has just gone through a Bukkake scene, and there's like a guy like, oh baby, like how did it taste? Delicious cum. She's like, yeah, that was delicious cum.
This
He's like, oh, what did it
great.
Taste like? And she's like, and then she starts just like doing the like throat like cut it motion where
yeah,
she's like
I can't talk about
like,
this
cut because she's like definitely about to puke. Someone brushes their teeth with
a fucking chalice full of cum, dips a toothbrush into it,
and she looks horrified.
The beer bong lady drinking cum, she apparently drinks 40 fucking loads, and we watch that happen.
Yeah. There's a guy slaps his own dick.
There's a girl getting fucking so much cum in the mouth that she's like foaming at the mouth.
It is a wild ride.
It's gritty.
It's a wild ride. Go watch it if you dare.
It'll be on the playlist at on Harper the Fox's Pornhub.
One like this make me feel like I get like a similar thrill to like watching a horror movie. But it's all like concentrated.
That's a really good point.
Like it feels like that. I think that's why I enjoyed it. Is, I mean, a lot of old school like gory horror movies have boobs, so
right.
It's got boobs and it's gross and it's intense and it's like flashing by and it's funny. I enjoyed it. You know, oddly enough, it didn't destroy my horniness level.
Really?
I can separate it.
Okay.
Like. It didn't excite me sexually.
I'm far enough away from the video that I have recovered to it too. But during that video, it was like ones and zeros the whole way through.
I don't know what it says about me, but I'm still at a smoldering 5. Maybe a smolder is just hard to put out.
Jesus Christ. Take a few loads on that smolder and see how you do.
Okay, we got next is I fucking hate cum. God, I'm gonna throw up before the end of this episode. I was, to be clear, we don't let you hear us watching because a lot of times it's boring, and then every once in a while I'm like, man, I wish we were recording that, because I was just exclaiming the whole time, like all these moments, like no
Stop it. The soundtracking in this was pretty excellent. We forgot to mention that.
So funny, yeah.
Very funny soundtracking. There are like video game soundtracks, and then like, what is the video game that ends with the
Mario Brothers?
It's Mario Brothers.
I mean, a lot of them, but
yeah, there's one where the girl is particularly depressed that has fucking Mad World as covered by a chick in the background. And then at the very end, there's a song that's like, I don't remember how it goes, but it's like, she's got to pay her bills. Bukkake's raining down upon her head.
She's got no skill, but she got to pay her bills.
Bukkake's raining down upon her head.
It's a trip. Go watch it.
We've got I Fucking Hate Come next.
Yes. In between watching these horrible porns, though, I'd appreciate it if someone... Here's the thing with these ads. We've done a bunch of these ads for my book, Bastard and Mushroom Trip, by me, Max Moosman. And the thing is, and this is confusing, and I'm wondering if someone can shed some light on it. The book was selling, you know, not great, but pretty well. And then we started advertising it on this podcast, and sales ceased entirely.
Never been worse.
So that's why I'm taking a new approach now and just asking, how am I convincing you not to buy this book?
Right, because you were before. You were like, you were doing it.
So tell me.
Dirtyfolk.com/bastard is where you can buy it.
Right, and you can write me at contact@dirtyfolk.com and tell me what's wrong with me, why the sound of my voice makes you never want to read anything I write.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I think it's a good book. I'm not here to beg you, but please buy it.
It's a really good book.
All right. Anyway,
I fucking hate cum.
We'll be back
hate cum
in a flash. We haven't finished this one, but I don't want to forget this. I don't want to capture the reaction. This is horrifying. But someone just came so much in the consistency of Elmer's glue all over this girl's face that it cuts and she starts opening her mouth and there's all these strings
all over her mouth. It's like just a white paste over her mouth,
and then it cuts back and it cuts to the scene from the Matrix where Morpheus is in the interrogation
room.
When Neo's in the interrogation room and like they it's like, how can you make a phone call if you cannot speak? And like his mouth starts melting together. It's like a perfect one-to-one.
It is amazing.
I have been once again trying to not vomit. I've been hugging my face. My coffee is cold. I can't drink any of it. I will say this so far, though, I do feel a little bit better because, like, I have started to feel guilty as we watch these for my extreme reaction to loads, like how disgusted I am by them. And I have felt like I'm the weird one.
Oh, no, you're not the weird one.
So seeing, like, just, you know, all these porn stars and women, like, just hating cum makes me feel like, okay, it's all a lie.
Yeah, there's a lot of lying in it. It's like...
All right.
Let's finish the video.
Well, I'm not promising I'm finishing this one. It's 8.5 minutes
of
horrifying.
Jesus.
We'll see how far we get. Woo! We're back again.
We finished I Fucking Hate Cum. I think I kind of hate cum now, too.
I always hated cum. It has just affirmed. I do. I have to say, as horrible as that was, and I know I said it was 8 minutes long. This is a weird one. It really blue balls you. Somewhere around like 4 minutes, it just goes to black, and it's black for the next 4 minutes. Nothing happens.
Yeah, there's nothing at the end of the video.
So we were almost done when we cut in before. I seriously feel... Okay, I both feel better, and I'm also like very worried. Like, I almost feel guilty for every time I've come in your mouth at this point. Like, how foul is...
Okay, let me give like the real quick breakdown and some of my sort of my thoughts on this subject.
Yes, because
I am something of an expert.
I'm gonna try to drink my coffee now, but any liquid is so upsetting.
Do you take cream in that coffee? Okay, so this is another obviously compilation video, and it's just girl after girl after girl retching and gagging on cum And there's a
or just
big
like
mix.
Big clown frowning. It just
yeah, the one at the end was just like a clownish frown with, and her hair is like wet with cum, and she's just taking like loads after loads of, like on top of her head, and she's just staring dead eyed into the camera with a frown on her face.
If you took a still of ugly cry,
yeah,
it's like that.
So there's a mix of like porn shoots where the girl like seems to unexpectedly hate it, and a mix of what seems like homemade, like really pushy boyfriends who are just like, no, no, open your mouth, look at me, open your mouth, ugh, I'm gonna blow my load in your mouth. Like a bunch of those and some that are real grody.
Real pushy guys and dirty fucking porn producers. Just
yeah,
horrible.
Just. This is like some of the grittiest side of porn that we've covered yet. So just to lend some of my own insight here, I think everybody knows that cum can have like a range of tastes. I don't think it's ever like awesome. Usually when I take cum in my mouth, which I do enjoy like to some extent, like it goes basically to the back of my mouth and then I swallow right away. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like to play with it. I don't like to swish it around. Even like when you come like on my body, I don't really like to rub it around or play with it that much. Because like after the moment's done, it's sort of like, okay, that happened. Like I'm ready to clean up now. And like, but it's not as gross ever. Like your cum is never as gross as it looks like it is for these women. So what I'm wondering is if there are some fucking like alcoholics and drug addicts and people with like weird shit in their jizz that are jizzing into these porn stars' mouths.
Because some of this stuff, like you can see the look change. Like they're ready for it. They seem fine with
they're
it.
They're smiling and then and it the hits their tongue.
Cum comes out and it's like, it looks like someone just threw shit in their face.
Right.
Like unexpected, like you're walking, like imagine the face you'd pull if you're just walking down the street and then someone just like threw shit right in your face. It hit you like in the nose and mouth. They just kind of like bombed past you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like, or like,
that
you know,
is
make
exactly
it, like,
right.
You're about to like just like bite a hot dog and someone throws shit in your face. Like, it will take a second, right? While you sort of like shudder for a second and like shake your head and then you would be overcome by it, right? And then the gagging and the shaking your face and like the big horrified eyes, all of that over and over again with cum.
Yeah. So there were three of these that were especially upsetting to me, and I'd like to describe them to you. In one, there's a guy who has like just cum all over his girlfriend's face. It seems like they're on a balcony or something. And she, like they're English in some capacity, and she's just like shuddering, and he's like holding the camera and laughing at her. She has cum like covering her eyelids, and she is like about to cry, and she's like holding a napkin and just saying like, get it off, like, and he is just like laughing at her, not helping, not doing a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
All of these videos, dude. I just want to say, Max, thank you for being a considerate lover. When I get cum in my eyes, you help me. when I need cleanup, you help me. There was a woman who, she was wearing like a nice necklace. I think she was wearing a tiara. And this guy is like jerking off the direction of her face. And he says, open your mouth. And she says, no, I don't want to. It's been in my ass. Like, I'm not going to take it in my mouth if it's been in my ass. And he just says, open your mouth, open your mouth. And he's so pushy about it. Eventually, she just like grimaces, closes her eyes and opens her mouth. And golly.
He doesn't put the dick in her mouth.
He doesn't
God.
Put his dick
and
in her mouth.
At some point that she does go like, but it's been in my ass. Like,
yeah,
it's dark.
So dark.
I was like kind of hyped up and laughing and stuff. But the more I sit here, the more I'm just like fading into myself. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The other one that really got me was a porn shoot that like ends and the girl's like taking the cum in her mouth and the producer off screen is like, swallow it, swallow it, swallow it.
And she's like, no, you said you didn't have to. And he's like, swallow it. And he's like, shove your dick back in her mouth. Shove your dick back in her mouth.
And the guy does. And then like, she like swallows it. She's like about to cry, says like, you told me I didn't have to do that. She stands up, walks away, and says, I'm never fucking working for you again.
And do you remember what he said?
What is it? Like romance?
Swallowing is part of romance, babe.
Hate it. So gritty. So awful. Ugh. Yeah, horniness level zero after that one.
Yeah, this one got me. It put the smolder out. You were right. Just a few loads of cum. We also have to investigate here.
The one at the end
here.
Was really hilarious.
Let's
just look at that one for a second. That's pretty funny.
It looks like, who's that chick from Saturday Night Live who, like, she's kind of like a skinny, tall brunette chick. She's not on anymore.
You are asking the wrong person.
She was in, she was in all those, what's the movie with, Kristen Wiig. Is that her name?
Yeah, that's. I only know her as blonde because of Bridesmaids.
Okay, yeah, she's in Bridesmaids. It kind of looks like it Kristen does look Wiig like being Kristen Wiig.
It does.
And making her big, like, face.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay, there's a watermark on this video that says jizzeschrist.com.
Oh, are you going to jizzeschrist.com?
I'm definitely going to jizzeschrist.com. I have to know. Jizzeschrist.com.
What are the odds this is still in use?
It might be for sale. Let us know if you buy it. Tell us what you do with it. But it's done. www6.jizz.com.
Weird.
www6.jizz.com?
That's super weird.
Anyway.
If you buy jizzeschrist.com, please use it as a platform to educate about the value of keeping handy wipes next to your bed while you're fucking.
Okay.
I love me some handy wipes.
Yes. Next comes up another. This is the darkest episode.
I feel like that sort of turning in my stomach. That's like, it's almost like nervousness before an audition or something. Where like, I kind of feel like I'm gonna vomit, but it's not quite it. It's just like my stomach is turning over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I was so horny when I woke up today.
Yeah.
And I was pretty horny starting this recording session. Yeah. And like, ugh. Okay.
So next is no, I said no, please. I hate you, bitch. Which is what I feel like you all saying to me about my book, Bastard of Mushroom Trip. By me, Max.
Don't Boothman. Make me buy it. No, please.
But I don't want to, like, you know, literally come in your mouth and make you throw up.
If you don't want it.
So tell me how to make it nice. You can write me a contact at dirtyfolk.com to tell me how to make it nice to persuade you to gently let me literally jizz in your face.
Bastard.
In a way that you're going to feel good about.
Bastard of Mushroom Trip. Available at dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
All right. We'll be back in a flash. Oddly wholesome, considering the rest of this episode.
Honestly. We just finished No, I Said No, Please, I Hate You, Bitch. Seems like, for the most part, I don't speak Russian, but it seems like it was mostly a troll title.
No, she was going, yet.
Right, but she was also, like, moaning and, like, not trying to get away. It seems like they were doing some kind of, like, maybe rape play.
Yeah, it's like role play.
Yeah.
Like, it was hot. It was a consenting couple. I got local topless grannies who want to fuck me blinking in front of me while I'm trying to talk. We always have these things. We pause the video and the ads pop up, and some of them are just so distracting. You have no idea how hard it is to talk with just fucking, like, naked granny with her veneered teeth.
Okay, I gotta say, though, could we lose the ads with Pornhub Premium, and could that be a tax write-off? If we bought Pornhub Premium.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't see fucking topless grannies.
Who need cock.
Who need...
Local
grannies need cock. Why pay for sex? Because it's grannies?
So you're willing to do the upsell of not fucking a granny.
Oh, God.
You did your horniness level go up before the local grannies?
It did. It was sexy. They were clearly having fun. I like a little, like, you know, a little sort of like no play. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you want it. I know you want it.
Yeah, I'm into that too. Like, Yeah, my horniness level went up a little bit. This happens to us all the time, though, with these troll videos. I was afraid the entire time we were watching the video that something horrible was going to happen.
I'm not going to call it a troll video. I thought it was like, it's aggressive, hard fucking. And she was saying no. It's just nice that it's not like actually like super dark. It's just a role play.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that it's just a role play for sure.
Yeah. Oh God.
I would also call it like lightly aggressive. He kind of like picks her up and puts her on the couch, but like it's not like they're fighting each other the whole time.
No,
she's
no,
just
no.
like doggy style letting him fuck her while she sort of moans niet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it could have been more aggressive, but yeah, it was kind of hot.
I agree. I think it was hot. I just think it's a troll title. I'm gonna stick by that. Yeah. I think that they're going for something that they didn't do.
I'm gonna have a little more faith in humanity. I think it was an honest attempt at titling it creatively. And capturing what they were going for, I think.
But I don't think he hates her. I don't get any hate from that
video.
No,
but, you know, I'll call you a dumb slut while we're fucking sometimes and you like it. I'll call you a bitch.
Sure, but in the moment, it seems like close to sincere.
But if we filmed it and we posted it and I said, like, fucking a dumb bitch slut till she wants it, like, you would write that title.
Yes, but I would also expect that during the video that seems legit, and I just got hornier because you said that to me. So here we are.
And there's the grannies.
And then there's the grannies again.
Watching over our shoulders.
I say niet to grannies. I vote niet on local grannies who
true.
Need cock.
There's sex of all, not all ages in my book.
No, God,
that'd be
not.
A reason not to buy it. Sex of all consenting ages. I don't know. Just passing a mushroom trip. That's the ad. Up next, ask a porn star hate mail. We'll be back in a flash.
Ask a porn star hate mail.
Right feet, wrong woman. Tale as old as time.
Whew.
That got real racial.
I was surprised. There, at least a third of those comments, if not more, were strictly racist comments.
Lots of N-bombs.
Oh, yeah. Like, whole bunch of it. Whole bunch of, like, you should be ashamed for doing interracial porn.
Yeah.
Your womb has been sullied
let's
by
say,
black seed.
Let's say there's porn in the Winnie the Pooh world, people would have a real problem with people fucking Tigger.
Tigger lover.
Lots of people upset about all the Tigger loving. Although there was a plot twist. There was one that was just all Tigger this, Tigger that. And it was written by someone who claims to be Mexican. They were upset that you weren't fucking Mexicans.
Yep.
That you know, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is that Tiggers are wonderful things, but what about Mexicans? There's one lady who I don't know who she is.
What, didn't it say her name was Tabitha? All of these have names on them. The older lady?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Tabitha something.
Here, I'm just going to... Tabitha Stevens.
She just has, it seems like, a massive collection of fucking hate.
It's amazing. Hers, and she is just the most, like, she does the most deadpan read. She just looks at her computer screen. She's in front of, like, beautiful decor. She's got, like, gorgeous golden walls and mirrors and shit behind her. And, like, she's got a pretty plastic surgeried up face, but she's just sitting there, like, in a comfy sweater, just staring at her computer. Just, maybe you should kill yourself. Everybody hates you, Tabitha. Your family hates you. You should get in a car wreck so we don't have to look at your face anymore. Just absolute deadpan.
film yourself killing yourself so we can watch and laugh. LOL, ha ha ha.
Why don't you fuck everyone and give everyone your AIDS so that we can all die from your AIDS and don't have to watch you anymore?
There's lots of that. And there's just a lot of, like, you've polluted your body with Tigger semen and Jew semen, and that was the thing. I thought we'd get a lot of sluts, a lot of this, that, you know, fuck you, horrible. But people, it seemed, for most of these things, a good chunk of them, they didn't object to them, like, fucking and being in porn. They object them to fucking and being in porn with the wrong race, which really surprised me.
Well, and one of them, like, like, really sort of got to me watching this girl read it. It was this guy who wrote her a long message that, like, yada, yada, yada. The nutshell of it is, like, I have been so nice to you. I've been writing nice comments on your videos for such a long time, and you never once said thank you. So, like, you're the worst. And, like, then sort of an insinuation that she should kill herself. But, like, that one got to me because, like, there are fucking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dudes writing comments on porn videos that are just like, your tits are real nice.
Oh no, like, you missed the context there. He was a direct customer. She was sending him individual photos. He was she's like a dominatrix type person. So he's meant to address her. They have a direct relationship. So he was a customer of hers who, like, would buy
wish list stuff
and direct pictures and things like that, and, like, that's why he's like, I haven't addressed you as goddess, this is why. This is like a butthurt.
I thought that customer. It was someone who was, like, observing that other people have that customer relationship with her, and he was saying, like, basically, you haven't, like, thanked me for being an admirer of you, so, like, I never will be.
No, this is one of those stupid customer breakup things where someone's, like, spent a lot of money on you and been back and forth, and then, like, it starts to be like, oh, you're not the girl I thought you were, and I had real feelings for you, and fuck you, and blah, 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 blah. This is also, in case you're wondering, to tie it back to the beginning of this segment, right feet, wrong woman.
Yes, that was the girl who has the right feet.
I love that. And he also is in his letters talking about, like, reconstructing her out of, like, images and creating a fantasy version of her that doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
that he will, like, hold in his heart. That dude, I put him on, like, the murder threat level.
Honestly, that I was thinking the same thing. Just like, okay, this is a delusional human who I can, like, like, we've all had experiences of, like, having an image of somebody that isn't who they actually are and being, like, disappointed by somebody in that way. But just, like, the level of, like he was describing, like, and I have taken that one sweet picture of you bending over with one finger just inserted in your vagina. And, like, that's part of his image of this perfect girl. It's like, ugh. Like, are you also fucking cutting out the eyes in their pictures and putting mirrors in that shit? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is from a company called Woodrocket, and there's a whole channel called Ask a Porn Star where they ask them all kinds of questions, so you can get anything. Oh, yeah, the first comment is, so much racist bullshit and obsessed serial killer stuff. Yeah, it is. I know I keep saying it, but it is just startlingly racial.
Yeah, I was really taken aback. I like you, expected a lot more sort of you dumb slut kind of things. And, like, the sort of customer breakup one we talked about, that also was, like, in the genre of shit I'd expect.
Well, also, I expected, like, there is a lot of, like, I'll pray for you, you need God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But every time that comes up, it's in the context of stop fucking black people.
Yeah.
What?
I'm flabbergasted.
I'm going to go. Can you imagine someone going to church? And just like, and please, God, please help Canada stop sucking black cock.
In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, man. Well,
That's been another episode.
Yeah. Make sure you check out this week's bonus episode at, and all the bonus episodes at dirtyfolk.com/listen. You can get those for 69 cents, or you could pay as much as you want if you think the podcast is worth it and you want to support it and help it keep going. You can give
us... For every $10 we receive, I will pray for some slut sucking black cock.
To keep sucking black cock?
Yes, keep going.
All right, we got to offset these other prayers.
Get it, girl. Yes, queen.
So yeah, if you want to support the show, that's a great way. Another great way to support the show is to buy my book, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, which I really hope that someone, one of you, gets the...
So many of just, you listen, and none
get,
of you.
Just get the ball rolling, man.
We need that snowball effect.
Just come on. You know, how am I going to be an author with cred that people will just buy the book on reputation if someone doesn't take a chance? Anyway.
Where's your horniness level ending this episode?
Oh, God. Three?
I'm at a two.
Okay.
Kind of recovered, but... I
have
just feel depressed.
Have we ever ended hornier than we start?
Yes.
We have?
I think in one of the bonus episodes, I think in the cabbage bonus episode, I think ended hornier than we started.
If you go get the cabbage bonus episode, that is a good one.
Furry cabbage something something.
The cabbage is the important part.
Yeah.
We don't even make it through our list of videos because we get obsessed with one of them.
Yep.
It's great.
It's amazing. Yeah, I feel in the Winnie the Pooh porno land, I feel like Eeyore right now. I just feel like deflated, like a little horny, but like, ooh, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
I watched too many loads today.
Too many. Too many. Anyway, this is Dirty Folk.
The playlist is at the Harper the Fox Pornhub channel.
Yeah, check out all things Harper the Fox. And you can find all the episodes at dirtyfolk.com/listen or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can buy the bonus episodes there as well, dirtyfolk.com/listen and dirtyfolk.com/bastard to buy Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, which is seriously a great book.
It really is. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. Take it easy.
Bye.